President Biden now marking 1 million lives lost here in the U.S. to COVID.
Not enough staff, ventilators, supplies, and beds for the sick.
Nearly 15 million people around the world have died from the impact of COVID.
I've definitely put a lot more people in body bags than I would like to in my whole lifetime.
Every day, every shift, with what appears to be no end in sight.
I've known that I've wanted to be a doctor since probably middle school or early high school.
I think I've known since I was a small child, probably about 9 years old, and I did come to Duke as a pre-med.
Coming into college, I had pre-med as an option, but wasn't dead set on it. Maybe sophomore year, I definitely decided that it would be an option I would like to pursue.
I've always been fascinated with medicine, the sciences, and helping people, so I thought that that was the career that I would want to do.
Definitely, for the past 2 years, I have been a little bit discouraged on this path.
I was really set on being pre-med in high school and in middle school, but recently I've been considering maybe a job in the intersection between medicine and healthcare and business.
As a senior, thinking about post-grad jobs, I'm not sure post-grad if I want to pursue a super clinical medical related job.
I think during the pandemic, it somewhat crushed my dreams.
It definitely was super shocking and it scared me.
Love the heroic actions that doctors and nurses and other healthcare providers were doing for the greater good of humanity and sacrificing themselves. The after effects of what's happening in the healthcare field makes me a little bit more worrisome of a career in medicine because of the amount of burnout that exists with current doctors because of the pandemic.
I just remember I was taking orgo. I had an orgo midterm, and there were just so many news articles, so many deaths happening and crises. It was just really stressful trying to take midterms, recognizing that there are so many bigger things beyond this.
Really watching videos on social media where doctors and nurses and everyone else working in hospitals were talking about how exhausted they were and how scared they were and how much they were sacrificing their lives for everyone else, where people were still going out and not practicing proper pandemic protocols, was very scary.
It was definitely scary seeing the numbers continue to rise or be pretty steady and see no decline or improvement.
I just think that the entire healthcare system kind of needs to change. There needs to be more focus on the fact that doctors are human and they need to be given the resources, mental health resources, in order to be able to sustain such a sacrificial and burdening career.
Just sharing stories about doctors, more interviews about doctors instead of random athletes that literally all they do is they throw around a ball. We get what you do. We like what you do too. But I mean, let's kind of shed more light on the life of a doctor, and I guess specifically the life of a doctor through the pandemic as well. Definitely, I would like to tell my younger self and other people,
just take it one step at a time.
Take care of yourself, even though it can be super stressful being a pre-med. Take the time for yourself to look after yourself, take wellness checks, wellness breaks. Take the time to explore all the fields and options.
Things don't happen as they should. You're gonna get off path sometimes, but you're gonna find your way back. Just don't pay attention to what other people are doing, just what you're doing, and it'll work out.